This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
It's a long and a dusty road. It's a hot and a heavy load. And the folks I meet ain't always kind. Some are bad and some are good. Some have done the best they could. Some have tried to ease my worried mind. But I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I've wandered through this land just doing the best I can, trying to find out what I was meant to do. And the people that I see look as worried as can be, and it looks like they've been wandering too. But I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I had a girl one time, she had lips like sherry wine. I loved her till my head went plumb insane. But I was too blind to see, she was drifting away from me. My good gal went off on a morning train. But I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I had a buddy back home, and he started out to roam. I hear he's out by Frisco Bay. Sometimes when I've had a few, his voice comes ringing through. I'm going to meet him some fine day. But I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
If you see me passing by, and you look and you wonder why, and you wish that you were a rambler too, nail your shoes to the kitchen floor, lace them up and bar the door, and thank your stars for the roof that's over you. But I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Oh, I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
It's Liam and Mickey Spain here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio doing a Tom Paxton tune. A little preview of what you can hear if you hang out with us at the Folk Extravaganza on October 6th at the Palace Theater in Manchester. Welcome to the Folk Show, guys.
Thanks for having us, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Wow, it's been quite a long time since you visited us here at New Hampshire Public Radio. You came by, I think you were here with some of the Makeham Brothers.
Yes,
is that right?
We were, yeah.
Probably 10 years ago or so.
Well, I think it was it 10 years?
It was
our good friend John Doherty was here, too.
I was in high school still, so yeah.
Are you still in high school?
Did they let him out?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun on October 6th, and a real treat to have you here in the studio helping us to tell people about what's going to be going on. The show is going to feature Tom Paxton, the gentleman that actually wrote the tune that you opened up with tonight.
Correct, yes.
David Mallett will be there. Also, Tristan Omond, and he's been a guest here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Not a lot of folks have heard a whole lot about Tristan, so it'll be a real treat to have him as part of the show.
Looking forward to hearing off too. Schooner Fair will be there as well.
Schooner Fair, boy, I'll tell you, last year's show was pretty phenomenal.
It was a blast. It was quite an honor to be on stage with those guys.
There wasn't a throwaway in the bunch. It was really a great evening.
Yeah.
Well, been up to in the past a little while? A couple CDs, sessions 1 and 2, right?
Yeah, sessions, volume 1 and 2, and then we recorded another one called 4 Pounds a Day, and that was. It was a lot of stuff that we do on stage that we never really recorded. And after shows, people would say, hey, what CD is that song on? We never recorded that one. So that's what it ended up being. So it's pretty similar to our live show. a lot of those songs.
You'll be performing with Rory Makeham. He's going to show up on October 6th. He couldn't make it tonight. He's in Chicago, yeah. so quite a long trek to be here.
I think it's his daughter's birthday weekend, so it's big celebration there. So
You had a chance to record a couple sessions with some legendary folk musicians, and some of those legends are going to be showing up in October.
Correct.
6th.
Yes.
How did you pull all those people together to work with you on
this? Just reaching out, emails, phone calls.
Yeah. Started with I emailed Roger McGuinn, and I think he got back to me within maybe an hour and said he'd love to be a part of it, and that kind of got the ball rolling with the whole thing.
So now we knew we had to contact more people. Because,
were you all in the same place when you recorded?
No,
or?
We traveled.
We traveled, yeah. We did the ones, our good friend who we recorded a few albums at his studio, Chris Magruder, Thundering Sky Studio in South Berwick, Maine. So Dave Mallett came into the studio.
The Mallett Brothers.
And the Mallett Brothers. Chuck and Steve Romanoff came into the studio. And Jonathan Edwards came into the studio.
Bill Staines.
Oh, yeah, Bill Staines, too, yeah. So we traveled. So it was Roger McGuinn, Tom Paxton, Gordon Bach, and Noel Paul Stuckey. We traveled to meet up with those guys. So it was that was a little challenging, but we rented a couple of nice facilities.
Yeah.
When we recorded with Roger McGuinn, we were in some mansion that they filmed the soap opera Dark Shadows in.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's right on the Hudson River. It's a beautiful place, yeah. So and then it was a couple of small theaters that we booked to record with the other fellows. So yeah,
we play it quite a bit here on the program.
Oh,
it's a really
good,
nice
good.
Collection.
Thank
of
you
tunes.
Very much.
Yeah, it's it was a blast doing it. Everyone was so kind, gracious. I mean, really down to earth. I was nervous as all.
Oh, yeah.
to meet them. You
still
know,
never talking
with
about
them.
It.
Yeah, and but it was a blast. Yeah, they were such great guys.
You're listening to The Folk Show here on New Hampshire Public Radio and our visit with the Spain Brothers. We have a number you can call if you'd like to make a pledge during The Folk Show tonight to support folk music on your radio. It's 1-888-805-6477. Or you can pledge online at nhpr.org. Let's play another song and then come back and talk a little bit about what you're loving about what you do.
All right.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
They come and go, the years all come and go. They come and go, the years all come and go. When I was just a boy of three, the years all come and go. My mother, she did say to me, the years all come and go. Wherever in this world you roam, the years all come and go. You'll carry with you a piece of home, the years all come and go. They come and go, the years all come and go. They come and go, the years all come and go. Now on the day that I turned 10, the years all come and go. She let me run to the shop and back again, the years all come and go. I brought home butter, milk, and ham, the years all come and go. A loaf of bread and a jar of jam, the years all come and go. They come and go, the years all come and go. They come and go, the years all come and go. The end of the day would always bring, the years all come and go. A tune to play or a song to sing, the years all come and go. Granny take her fiddle and she'd rosin her bow, the years all come and go. Starting with something easy and slow, the years all come and go. They come and go, the years all come and go. They come and go, the years all come and go. Father in the corner by the firelight, the years all come and go. Showing signs of getting tired, the years all come and go. Sitting there and sipping on a jar, the years all come and go. And forgetting all the words to Johnny Tar, the years all come and go. They come and go, the years all come and go. They come and go, the years all come and go. And
mother's saying before you go to bed, the years all come and go. Say a prayer for the farmer who keeps us fed, the years all come and go. Then I'd lie there listening to Granny's tunes, the years all come and go. And I'd watch the stars dance around the moon, the years all come and go. They come and go, the years all come and go. They come and go, the years all come and go. Come and go, the years all come and go. They come and go, the years all come and go. Now when I look back on those days, the years all come and go. They're carefree and their simple ways, the years all come and go. I swear I can still hear Granny's tunes, the years all come and go. When I watch the stars dance around the moon, the years all come and go. They come and go, the years all come and go. They come and go, the years all come and go. They come and go, the years all come and go. They come and go, the years all come and go.
The Spain Brothers in the studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. It's Liam and Mickey, and we're doing a little preview of what you can expect when you come to the show on October 6th at the Palace Theater in Manchester. The years they come and go. How long? How many years you've been playing music, this kind of music?
Ooh, I think together probably over 20.
Yeah.
22 maybe, or so.
Yeah.
How'd you get the bug?
Our father was, well, he still plays, but...
What does he play?
He plays the guitar, and he plays the
saxophone,
clarinet, saxophone. Yeah.
Was he a traditional performer? Did he play traditional music?
Yeah, and he wrote a lot of his own stuff. We could probably do one of Dad's songs.
We could.
I don't know any, but
yeah, should call him up.
But yeah, so he was. I mean, there was always music in the house, no matter what. Albums playing. My mother, loved Buddy Holly and
this was
Brothers.
In Manchester,
Everly
right?
Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Manchester?
Yeah.
And you're going to be playing down the street.
Right down the street.
Literally right down the street from him, yeah. About a mile away.
Wow. Yeah. Besides last year, have you played a lot of the venues in the Manchester area?
No, not really.
Kind of a cross country, you know.
Yeah.
Seldom play in Manchester.
All the heroes come from out of town, you know.
We've been playing a lot of festivals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of Irish festivals.
Ago,
yeah. Yep. Yeah, and that's winding down. We have the show on the 6th, and then we go to Ireland and Scotland first, and then Northern Ireland beginning of November. We take a group of people over, and we do that annually. So,
will the whole crew go with you?
It'll be Liam, myself, and Rory. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, how is it to go to Ireland or Scotland and play traditional music there? What's that like?
It's pretty fun. Well, we've never been to Scotland, so this will be our first trip there. But in Ireland, it's what we'll do, we'll sightsee during the day, and then we'll meet up in the hotel pub, and we'll have sessions at night. And it's and a lot of the locals are there, so it's pretty fun. They enjoy it. I don't think they get much of it.
No,
country western's huge over there.
Is it really?
Oh yeah. Of course, there'll be some great tune sessions. That's always going on. But the songs, we seem to, wherever we play over there, it's, people are very welcoming and they enjoy hearing them and singing along. So
is your dad happy that you're doing this kind of music?
I think so.
He never tried to discourage you?
It's really hard to gauge.
He never discouraged us. he never pushed us, but he always encouraged us to do it. So, I think he's...
You want to play?
I want to say proud, but I don't know.
You want to play one of his songs?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Do a farmer?
Sure.
We're visiting with the Spain Brothers here on the Folk Show.
One of our dad's songs.
At the National Public Radio.
Sometimes he wonders why he holds on, why he's so stubborn.
others have gone. He looks all around him, this place he calls home. He knows that he can't leave, it's all that he owns. And he's just a farmer working the land, watching his small life slide through his hands. He's just a farmer sowing his seed. And like the wild horses, he's a vanishing breed. This is his Mary, she made it worthwhile. He misses her voice and the warmth of her smile. She died so young, there was just never time. It happened so fast, there was just never time. And he's just a farmer working the land, watching his small life slide through his hands. He's just a farmer sowing his seed. And like the wild horses, he's a vanishing breed. From out in the fields, there echoes the sound of long ago laughter when his kids were around. They all went away to find their own time. He never did tell them there was just never time. And he's just a farmer working the land, watching his small life slide through his hands. And he's just a farmer sowing his seed. Like the wild horses, he's a vanishing breed.
The Spain Brothers here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, doing a tune written by Dad.
Mike Spain, yeah, I got most of the words right. So
I never even heard that song before.
This is the Folk Show, and we're visiting with the Spain Brothers at NHPR. The number to call if you'd like to support folk music on your radio with a pledge, 1-888-805-6477. You can also pledge online at nhpr.org. You're listening to the Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're visiting with the Spain Brothers. What are you guys working on when you're not touring as Make'em in Spain? I know Liam has been working with
Grant Cole Scalawag, yeah. All original kind of rock and roll. Yeah.
Okay.
Nick's got a kids act.
Yeah, I write a lot of children's songs.
Great.
Yeah. And we have a program. We go into elementary schools and we write songs with the kids. And we record them, put them on a CD, and give each kid a copy of, with all the songs on it. Then we put on a show and invite the parents, and the kids come up on stage and sing their song with us.
Now, do you have any copies of your music of the CDs that you've done with kids?
I have some, not on me, but I can get you some if you're interested.
What a great idea.
It's really fun. It's fun to see how their minds work and where they go.
You're doing that in schools.
Yeah, wherever they'll have us. Sometimes we just show up unannounced.
And is that in Pittsburgh? No.
No,
Scranton?
We haven't done any in Pennsylvania yet, but New Hampshire we've done. We were just in, where were we? Auburn Village School last year.
So you get back this way from time to time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, quite a bit, actually.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in the studio are Liam and Mickey Spain. Would you like to play another tune for us?
Sure.
What do you got?
I'd love to. I'm going to sing a children's song that I wrote a few years ago. It's on my children's CD, available
on iTunes.
On iTunes. Mm-hmm. It's called I Wish I Was a Fish, so it's a little bit of a tongue twister, and it is a big hit with all the second graders.
Ready?
Yeah. Oh, I wish I was a fish, I wish I was. Why do I wish I was a fish? I wish I was because if I was a fish, I'd be swimming underneath the sea. That's why I wish I was a fish, I wish I was. Now, if I was a fish, I'd want to live under the sea. Sure, tanks and bowls are nice, but they are not the place for me. The ocean, it is very deep and it's extremely wide, so I can swim all over, said I, just from side to side. Oh, I wish I was a fish, I wish I was. Why do I wish I was a fish, I was? Because if I was a fish, I'd be swimming underneath the sea. That's why I wish I was a fish, I wish I was. Oh, and I'd have many friends way down beneath the ocean blue. Dolphins, whales, and sharks, maybe an octopus or two. And I could play all day around the coral and the reef. And I wouldn't have to take a bath before I went to sleep. Oh, I wish I was a fish, I wish I was. Why do I wish I was a fish, I was? Because if I was a fish, I'd be swimming underneath the sea. That's why I wish I was a fish, I wish I was. Oh, and I'd be very careful when I'm swimming down below. I'd watch out for the fishing boats and let the others know that it may be appetizing for some of them to see. But a floating worm is not the thing to eat beneath the sea. Oh, I wish I was a fish, I wish I was. Why do I wish I was a fish, I was? Because if I was a fish, I'd be swimming underneath the sea. That's why I wish I was a fish, I wish I was. Oh, I wish I was a fish, I wish I was. Why do I wish I was a fish, I was? Because if I was a fish, I'd be swimming underneath the sea. That's why I wish I was a fish, I wish I was. That's why I wish I was a fish, I wish I was.
Mickey Spain wrote that tongue twister, and you heard it here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We have a number you can call, 1-888-805-6477, or you can make a pledge online during our fall fund drive. That's nhpr.org, and the number again is 1-888-805-6477. You're listening to the Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're visiting with the Spain brothers. They are going to be over at the Palace Theater in Manchester on October 6th with Rory Makeham. You guys have been playing together for a long time, playing music for a while. Has that tradition of playing music in the family being carried on?
We meet a lot of family acts on the road when we're out there. So, yeah, I think there is quite a bit of it going on.
But what about you, Mickey? Does any of your family want to carry on the tradition that you know?
I don't think so. my son is a drummer. My son Patrick, he's a fantastic drummer. He's he loves music. And my son Michael, they actually had a band. It was both my sons and then their cousins. So they had a little rock band when they were younger, but. My son will still play around with his friends, but no real desire.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. I mean, I myself didn't start singing or playing until I was about 26. I never played an instrument. I didn't know I could sing. And
well, what happened? Why did you start?
I was in a car accident and I ruptured a disc in my back, so I was laid up for a while, and my father gave me a guitar.
The usual story.
Usually.
That's a good story,
Mickey. Falls out of helicopter. And then he gave me, a book. I taught myself three chords, and over the years I've learned another one.
And what happened to you, Liam?
I started early. You know, it was a way to get into bars when I was a kid, so. But I was playing out with my father, you know, when I was probably in sixth grade.
Now, who's the oldest?
I am.
Okay.
Well, not in the family. We have three older sisters.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was right.
You know who's boss in that house.
Yes. Yeah. And we have nephews, too, who play music.
Oh, yes, that's right, too.
Emmett
yeah.
and Henry.
Mm-hmm. They were the cousins that were in the yeah. band with my sons.
Well, it's a good thing that you're continuing to carry on the tradition and that folks all around the world are able to engage in this great stuff.
We're happy to do so, and we're proud to do so. Yeah.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and these guys are going to be over at the Palace Theater in Manchester on October 6th with Tom Paxton, David Mallett, also Tristan Ormond, and Schooner Fair. It's going to be quite an evening, and if you want more information about the show, you can visit our calendar, which is posted at nhpr.org. You can also visit the Palace Theater website at palacetheater.org for more information about the show that's going to feature a bunch of great talent celebrating folk music in Manchester on October 6th. You got one last tune for us?
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
I'll give you another Tom Paxton song, if that's okay. It's one of my favorite songs that he wrote. It's called When Annie Took Me Home. Late at night, somewhat tired, guardian angels put to flight. Freddy's doused the neon light that promised a while it shone. Time to go, time to blow. They don't push me 'cause they know I'm still in my long ago. When Annie took me home, there was I wondering why Annie chose to ask me over. But she did, sure she did. She called me her Irish Rover. Sat me there in her chair, ran her fingers through my hair. Talk of heaven, I've been there when Annie took me home. Raptors rung, songs were sung like Spanish is the loving tongue. Ribbons round my life were hung when Annie took me home. There was wine, there was time, all the while guitars were playing. When the day came my way, then she told me I'd be staying. Love can go, love can grow. Did she love me? I don't know. Though she'd often told me so, I've never really known. Was I blind? I don't mind. I think life's been more than kind. Thanks to life, there was the time when Annie took me home. Thanks to life, there was the time when Annie took me home.
The Spain Brothers here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio doing a Tom Paxton tune. Tom's going to be at the Palace Theater on October 6th with David Mallet, also Make 'em in Spain. And we've also got Tristan Omond in appearance and Schooner Fair also showing up on October 6th. That's at the Palace Theater in Manchester. Now, folks, if anybody wanted to find out about your CDs or where they might find you, what's your website? Or do you have a Facebook page or something like that?
Facebook? We're on MySpace, too.
Yeah, we got it all.
Make'em.com. M-A-K-E-M.
So it's Make'em.
Yeah. Or SpainBrothers.com as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And we are on Facebook. I think it's whatever, Make'em in Spain or something like that. Yeah.
So we'll see you on October 6th.
Yes. And we'll see you.
Yeah. Well, not if I see you first. And then we wish you all the best as you tour Scotland and Ireland. Hope you have a great time.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much. Having us. And yes. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Appreciate it.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.